Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 73 of Maestro on the Mic. In this episode, I'm answering the question, does fibromyalgia really exist? More specifically though, we're talking pain science, the pitfalls of Western medicine, especially as it relates to treating pain, and what a diagnosis actually means. This was probably one of my favorite episodes that I've recorded, so I'd love it if you stuck around for the whole thing. It's a Thursday shorty, so you don't have to give up that much of your time, right? But first, you already know what's coming. DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another Thursday shorty. This time I'm joining you all the way from the Gold Coast in Australia. The view right now is unreal. I might make it as the little, you know, picture that I use for this episode because it's just so good. Now I'm hoping that the sound is good on this and doesn't sound like total shit. I have all this recording gear. I packed it all. I packed the wires. I packed the Zoom recorder. I got all the extra batteries. I got everything. And then I left the microphones at home. So I'm using my tiny little boom mic that I carry with me sometimes for emergencies and really just for recording videos. And hopefully this turns out okay. If it does, well, then you'll be listening to it and hearing me right now. If it turns out like shit, well, then I will record it again. So today's episode, inspired by a question I received on social media by my good friend, the Peg Physio. His real name is Ian Kemp. He asked me some pretty good questions. We have some pretty good discussions. And he reached out to me and he basically said, you know, Maestro, what do you think about fibromyalgia? Does it exist? And, you know, he was really good about asking it and was just like, you know, I'm ignorant on the subject. Would love to hear your thoughts. Do you think it exists? And he kind of elucidated on that and was like, you know, do you think it exists, or do you think, you know, it's a diagnosis of exclusion, perhaps, you know, some gut stuff that's going on, some, you know, untreated other issues, past trauma, things like that. And my first response to him, which is what will likely happen if you ever DM me, was a question back. And I was kind of like, well, what do you mean? What does it mean for anything to exist, especially as it relates to the medical world and, you know, the Western medical world? Because, you know, are we saying, do I think that the diagnosis exists? Do I think that that name exists? Do I think that their symptoms exist? Do I think that their pain exists? Yes. You know, the question here, do I think fibromyalgia exists? Yes, absolutely. Do I think that a diagnosis means pretty much jack shit? Also, yes. You know, I did an episode way back and I likened a diagnosis to a name or a label or a logo, right? Or I shouldn't say the other way around. I likened a logo to a diagnosis in that it doesn't really mean anything, right? We give it value, we give it meaning, but at the end of the day, this diagnosis, it doesn't tell us how to treat it. It doesn't tell us what caused it. It doesn't really tell us much. It just gives us a name, usually a fancy name with lots of syllables for what we've already told the doctor, especially as it relates to Western medicine, right? The problem with Western medicine and, let's say, physical therapy, because that's my quote-unquote lane, is that in physical therapy, we are typically treating pain. Pain does not fall within the boundaries of that allopathic model, right? Western medicine stemmed from that, where there was typically like a pathogen that was causing this specific thing. You give that person antibiotics, the pathogen is gone, and then people are better, right? Except that doesn't work for pain, because pain is not a thing, right? Pain is not a singular thing. It's an experience. It's something that's caused by, you know, firing patterns in your brain that encompass multiple parts of your brain. right? This pain is an output. It has to deal with what's going on right now, things that have gone on in the past, your thoughts, your fears, your wants, your needs, your expectations, what your mom said would happen. All of that plays into it. It's not a singular thing, right? You don't have pain in your tissues, you have nociception. Therefore, you may have tissue damage and have no pain, or vice versa. You may have pain and no tissue damage, as is the case oftentimes with things like fibromyalgia. As such, when we try to put it within the confines of Western medicine, we're like, oh no, it doesn't exist because you're saying you have these symptoms, but I can't measure it. I can't see it. I don't have a singular tangible thing to quote unquote fix so that I can say I've done my job and then you're happy and you'll pay me more, right? So does fibromyalgia exist? Yes, their symptoms exist. Whatever they're complaining about is real. The issue is that most of these people have chronic pain, and that is a bitch to treat, right? There's no difference in terms of a diagnosis between something like fibromyalgia and patellofemoral pain syndrome, right? Patellofemoral pain syndrome, right? All it says is your knee hurts. That's it. You have a syndrome at your patella and your femur. It doesn't say what caused it. It doesn't say how to fix it. But the reason that we're so okay, or more so okay, with that quote-unquote diagnosis is that typically it's not attached to a chronic pain or true chronic pain or one of those, you know, more quote-unquote difficult chronic pain patients. It's usually more acute, or if it is chronic pain, it's, you know, within the athletic world or the runners. And yes, athletes are definitely chronic pain patients, but they're still able to function and like do what they want, and it's easier for us to treat them. So we accept that diagnosis and we're like, yeah, you have patellofemoral pain syndrome, which means I can work on your hip and I can work on your foot and your core and you'll probably get better, and maybe you won't, but I won't feel so bad about myself because it's a bit easier to treat. Whereas something with fibromyalgia, we don't know what the hell causes it, right? Because the name, really, if we dissect it, and I'm not, you know, my background is not Latin, but if I roughly dissect it, it sounds like we're talking about muscle pain. That's it. And yes, they have pain and they feel it in their muscles. Is there something in their muscles that we can measure? No. And so we get pissed off and we're like, this must not exist. I can't help you, therefore it doesn't exist. And that's actually what we're saying. You know, it was funny because I talked to Ian, and I was at the end, I kind of apologized for going on this like kind of, existential tangent. And he thanked me, actually, because really he had answered his own question. And that's typically why when people write into me, I will answer them with a question, because I think that they know what the answer is already. And it's better to have a discussion about things, right? You know, give a man a fish, that whole thing. But his point was, you know, I need to trust my gut on this, because he had hit the nail on the head. He was just like, I think there's more we can do. I've been questioning a lot of, you know, the Western medicine diagnoses. And I was like, yeah, man, you're spot on, because we got to take a step back as providers and realize that a diagnosis ain't shit, right? Like, yes, from the patient side of things, it can be very good because it gives us hope. Just like when I said in the logo episode, a diagnosis gives us hope. It basically says, hey, someone else had this thing, and hopefully someone else got better, right? A diagnosis can also instill fear if typically everyone else that has had that same diagnosis died, right? Then you're like, oh, Jesus, I'm like the rest of them. But, you know, we like this kind of concept of power and numbers and inclusivity and being part of something. And as such, a diagnosis can absolutely give us hope. Right. Someone else had this thing because there's a name to it, which means that I could possibly, potentially, hopefully, get better. So wrapping this up, because it's really nice outside and I want to go to the beach, and also this is a Thursday shorty. Does fibromyalgia exist? ? Yes, absolutely. Does a diagnosis tell us really anything except for what the patient already told us? Likely no. So, you know, when we're going to treat, we got to remember that. It can be a starting point. You know, I don't want to just let the pendulum completely swing the other way, right? That diagnosis can be a starting point, but we still have to look at that patient and really delve deeper and see what the symptoms are. Try to figure out what is going on, what's causing this person's symptoms, not just give another name to them. All right, that's it from me, friends. You guys are the best. I'm really having a good time right now. I'm looking out the window. I have one more course to teach. By the time you guys hear this, I will have already taught it. But one more course to teach in my inaugural series, if you will, of my Moving with the Maestro course. And this has been a total dream come true. I'm in Australia. I've always wanted to go here. I went to New Zealand before this. And I just want you guys out there to realize that you can absolutely create your own happiness. That is the whole goal of this podcast. That is the whole goal, honestly, of the course that I teach. Yes, it's about assessment. It's about exercise prescription. But the underlying message, the overarching theme, how I start and end the actual course is with a discussion about creating your happiness and living your best life, because that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. So, shameless plug, if you want to check out that course, head on over to my website, www.themovementmaestro.com/maestro-courses. That is a mouthful. I will link it in the show notes, but I'd love to have you have a course. I'm going to have a bunch. I got about 7 already scheduled for next year, 2019. And by the time I'm done scheduling, probably will be about 10 of them. So check that website out. Check the link out. See if there's a course near you. I would love, love, love to have you. And if you just want to nerd out and talk and you can't make it to a course, that's cool too. Shoot me an email, DM me, whatever. All right, we're all in this together. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me. Endlessly appreciate it. Until next time, friends, Maestro